Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 137. Discovering how close Jesus is to humanity. Something big is going on behind the scenes. The great controversy between Christ and Satan is relentlessly moving toward its climax. Our public media, of course, are unaware of the news behind the news, as always throughout human history. What's happening is twofold. 1. The intensification of evil that we can learn easily through watching the media. And simultaneously, 2. The deeper work of God's grace in human hearts. That we can learn not by human judgment, which is erroneous, but from reading the Bible. This work of much more abounding grace also involves two developments that the Bible highlights. A. The preparation of a people from every nation, tribe, and tongue, and people who become so reconciled to Christ and His righteousness that they are prepared to meet Him face to face without personal terror when He returns. And B. The bride of Christ making herself ready for the marriage of the Lamb. The latter is becoming a topic of interest as a result of people rediscovering how close Jesus is to humanity. Centuries, even millennia, have been devoted to the idea of His farness from humanity. The result is that many who want to believe in Jesus are alienated in spirit from Him. False teaching about Him has put Him in a confused, mystical realm of isolation in the cathedrals rather than with us in the crowded marketplaces where we tread every day. People who read the Bible in its simplicity can discover its basic theme, the nearness of the Savior. It's news, and it's good news. His name is Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us, not God with Him only. The Son of God has become the Son of Man. And not only 2 millennia ago, but He still retains that human nature. He will forever be with us. He is personal, He is a person, and His glorification has not in the least isolated Him from the closest fellowship with human beings. Especially the last book of the Bible is a revelation of the eternal humanness of the Son of God, also His divinity. We see Him there as a bridegroom disappointed and grieved.